So welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Menachot, Daf Zayin Amud Bet, near the top of the Amud, in the middle of our discussion about Komtsin Miklisha Al Gabei Karka. Amar Rava, Pshitali Kometz Miklisha Al Gabei Karka. It's obvious to me that you could do Kmitza from a Kli that's on the ground. Shekin Matzinu B'siluk Bazichin, as we saw at the end of the previous piece, that taking the Bazichin off of the Shulchan, when removing the lechem apanim, is done from a kli that's sitting on the ground. We have nobody lifting up the shulchan. Mekachin kometz mekachin mincha bekli shal gabei karka. You can also be mekadesh mincha on a kli that's sitting on the ground. Shekin matzinu besidur bazichin. After all, they put the bazichin on the shulchan without it being lifted up. Now, pshita at the beginning of a statement is usually a setup for a question. This is obvious, that's obvious, but here's the question. By Rava, kiddush kometz mai. What about being mekadesh the kometz? Mi mincha yalfin al na? Do we learn it from mincha and therefore it can be in a kli on sitting on the ground? O midam yalfin al na? We learn it from kabbalat hadam, which must be held up by a kohen. In the kli, it must be held up by a kohen. So hadar pashta, after Rava asked the question, he answered it himself. Midam yalfin al na? We learn it from dam, and it must be in a kli sitting in the held in the air, not sitting on the ground, as Avimi had it at least partially in that previous piece. Since when did Rava say that? Vayitmar, we have the following statement. Kometz shechilko b'shnei kelim. Let's say you have a kometz, and instead of putting the whole kometz, which is not that much, in one kli, you put a little bit in one, a little bit in another. Nachman amar eino kadosh. Nachman said it doesn't work. V'Rava amar kadosh. Rava disagreed with his rabbi and said it is kadosh. V'mi'ita leilaf midam. But if Rava really held that a mincha is modeled after kometz, is modeled after dam, then this should also be learned from dam. And in a moment, we'll see why dam put into two different mazrekim is no good. So the answer is Rava me'ahi. Rava backed off of that last opposition to his rebbe. V'dam menalan de lo kadosh shelchatzai. And how do we know that dam doesn't work if put into two different kelim? Tatani Rav Tachlifa ben Shaul. We're now going to go to Mechatat and Paraduma. Kideish pachot michte haza'ah. Remember, there's a minimum amount of shiur mechatat, enough for the moss, so the givolin of the ezov, to go into and sponge it up and then spritz it. Kideish pachot michte haza'ah bechlizeh. Pachot michte haza'ah bechlizeh. So if you had less than a shiur in one kli and less than a shiur in another kli, lo kideish, it doesn't work. You weren't mekadesh that water. You have to go do it again. And the question was asked, but dam mai, does the same thing work with dam in the azara? Hilchatahi, do we say that the rule of the paraduma is Allah chol moshe misinai? Humilchata lo yalfin, and we cannot therefore apply it to anything else. In other words, it's not a principle, but it's a unique law. But dil mahata mai tama, maybe there's actually a reason that we have access to dichtiv taval b'mayim, that the kohen has to put the ezov into the water, dip it into the water, which means there has to be enough water to dip in one kli. With a chatat, it says that he puts his fingers into the dam, which means there has to be enough shear in one kli. And Rabbi Lazar's answer to this was that it also doesn't work with dam, which means that dam should be a proper model. And Rava then, which is critical for us, supports this with the Braita that says the word v'taval, about a chatat, v'taval v'lo maspig, mean as opposed to scooping it off the side of the kli, you have to actually dip it and get the dam. Bedam, she bedam shiur tefila, there has to be enough dam in there to dip your fingers in. And then mi'ikaro, min hadam, mi'ikaro, min hadam sheba inyan, we'll see what that means. This is a piece that we saw towards the end of Zvachim also. Why do we need both words v'taval and badam? If I only had the word v'taval, I would think that even if you didn't have the shiur tvila in one kli at the beginning, mikaro. So katav rachmana badam. Therefore, it says badam. If it only said bedam, havemena afilu maspig, that you could collect it from the side. So katav rachmana v'taval. Good. Min hadam sheba inyan. What does that mean? The mute mai. Probably the mute shirayim sheba etzba. as opposed to the shirayim that are on the bottom of your finger. Let's say this is the Haza'ah, seven times you do it with the dam of the paraduma. So when you do the first one, there's a little dam that drips down to the bottom of the finger. That's pasul. Let's go back to our Balazar dam or shirayim shabbats pasulin. That those are pasul. Amiravin barav adel rava. Amri talmidcha. He quotes a student. Amrav Amram. Tanya hayama zeh v'nitzeh hazam yado. This goes back to the issue of kibbutz pgadim with a chatat. Let's say you were mazeh a chatat, and the blood spritzed off from his hand onto the beged. Im ad shelo hizah. If it's before you did the hazah, like it dripped off, taun kibbutz. Remember, because remember the rule: any dam of a chatat that is ready to have hazah, but is not yet hadan hazah that goes on the beged, you need kibbutz. Mishiza ain't taun kibbutz, but if you already did hazam and it dripped off, ain't taun kibbutz. So now that sounds like the dam afterwards is not valid. My lavad shelo gamar hazaato, doesn't it mean after each hazaah? Mishigamar hazaato, or after that hazaah shmaminadi shiraim shabbats baksherim. Sounds like the shiraim on the finger are still kasher, and that's why you have to tell me that they don't count for a kibbutz. No, ad shelo yitzta miyado. It just means hazaah, that each hazaah hasn't left your hand. Taun kibbutz mishiyatza hazaah miyado v'nitzeh. The dam that's still left is not reckoned, and therefore there's no kibbutz. Eitavei Abaye, so Abaye challenges that. Gamar mil hazot, this is now the hazah of the paraduma, the seven hazahot of the paraduma before burning it. Gemekaneach yado begufa shel para. If you finish the hazah, then you take your finger and you actually rub it on the gufa shel para, so all the dam is on there. Gamar in lo gamar lo, but only after you've done all seven. So Amalei Gamar, it sounds like the shirayim that you have in the meantime are still valid. Amalei Gamar Mekaneach Yado, Lo Gamar Mekaneach Etzba'o. The answer is once you've finished all seven, you rub your whole hand on it. Lo Gamar, then you rub your finger on it. So Bishtama Gamar Mekaneach Yado, Megufa Shal Para, I understand at the very end you put it on. Dichtiv, Sarafet Apar Leinav, Et Orav Et Psarav Et Dama. You have to burn the dam, so the dam has to be on it. Lo gamar mekaneach etzba'o, b'ma mekaneach. But then, what are you rubbing your finger on, if not on the parah? The answer is, amar abaye mitzvat mazreik. You rub it on the edge of the mazreik. Dichtiv kforei zahav. The mazreikim are called kforim. So you actually use them for kapara by rubbing the dam on it. Umi amar abalazar hachi. So now, ha'it mar chavitei kohen gadol. With machloket about the chavitei kohen gadol, the special korban that a kohen gadol brings every day, which is a mincha, brought one isaron, half in the morning, half in the evening. Rabbi Yochanan says that if you take half of the isaron and put it in the kli, it's not kadosh. You have to put the whole in and then split it. Rabbi Elazar Amar mitoch shekiva lachatzein kadosh lachatzein. He disagrees and says, since it's brought in halves, it's kadosh in halves. V'imita leilaf midam. But if we're using dam as the model, then we should learn from dam, and Rabbi Elazar should invalidate it, just like dam split doesn't work. Maybe Rabbi Elazar does not infer one item from another in the Mikdash, and this is a broad question we're dealing with in our sugya. From Rabbi Elazar, mincha shekmatza beheichal ksheira, says if you do kmitza inside the Beit HaMikdash, it's kasher. Why sheken matzino v'siluk bazichin? Because that's what we do with the bazichin, with the lechem apanim on Shabbat, and therefore that means he's gamar milta mimilta. He's going to learn the laws of the azara from the heichal. Right, or shall we say of the lechem panim and apply them to other menachot? The answer is mincha mincha yalif. He's willing to learn one mincha topic from another mincha midam lo yalif, but he won't learn mincha from dam, unlike what Rava did. Mincha mincha lo yalif mi yalif. Since when does he infer one mincha from another? Vatanya ad shelo perka nifras lachma halachem pasul. So. There, remember, the six loaves on each seder have a marechet, have a little structure that they're held on. If that structure was taken apart, and before it was taken apart, the bread was cut, then the bread is pasul ve'ein maktir alav da bazichin. You can't burn the bazichin, because this is like burning the kometz of a mincha when the rest of the mincha is now gone. It's cut up, in this case. Mishaperkan nifras lachma, but if, on the other hand, the ma'arechet had already been taken apart and then they cut the bread, halachem pasul, the bread is pasul, it has to be whole. Maktir alav et avazichim, you could do haktara. The Amar Balaza, lo pirka mamash, the marechet doesn't have to be taken apart. He says, once it's time to take it apart, then it's like it's taken apart, which means that the minute that you've removed the lechem from the shulchan, if you then cut the bread open, the bread's pasul, but you could still do the haktar of the bazichin. The amai, our challenge to Belazar is, why don't we make this like a mincha, where some of the shirayim are gone before kmitzah, because burning the bazichin is like the kmitzah. So halokasha, mincha lo barir, bereira, komets tider. Regular mincha, you can't tell which part is the komets. It's all mixed together. But here the bazichin are sitting separately. The komets is already identified. All right, and therefore, once it's time to take apart the Seder, it's like it's been taken apart already. Elamiata, if that's the case, then then it should be like shiraim of a mincha that are now lessened between kmitza and burning. You don't burn the komets unless the shiraim are entire all the way until the haktara. So the answer is, that's a machloket. About what happens if the shirayim are chaser after kmitza before haktara, do you burn the komets? He happens to hold like the position that you do burn the komets on them. Gufa, let's take a look back at the chavitei kohen gadol. Chavitei kohen Rabbi Yochanan Amar Inu Kedosha L'Chatzayin. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say it doesn't work? Amakram mincha machatzita. Now this is playing fast and loose with the punctuation of the pasuk. But that's in Midrash Halacha, that's legit. That the mincha is machatzita, meaning you take the mincha and then cut it in half. Havei mincha, v'achar kach chotzeihu. You bring the mincha and then split it in half. Meitevei chavitei kohen gadol la'yu ba'ot chatzain, ala mevi isaron shalem v'chotzeihu. So we have a challenge. You do not bring them in halves. You bring the whole isaron and then break it in half. V'tanya ilu nemar mincha machatzit. If it said mincha in halves, to remember, mevi chitzaron beitoh shachrit markriv, I would think you bring half in the morning from your house and half in the afternoon in your house. Therefore it says machatzita baboker. Mechza mishalem hu mevi. Meaning, you bring an entire thing and you break it. And so that's a different pasuk. And the answer is that's the mitzvah. That's the ideal. But the diavad, we would think that if you brought it in halves, it would be valid. And that's where the machloket is. Rav Gviam veKatil Rav Ashi v'ha chukakti ba. In the Torah of Mincha, it says the word chukah. So what chukah always means that everything is ma'akev. Amar lei lo nitzocha laviyah shalem beito. That just means that you have to bring the entire thing from your house. But as far as kadosh bikli, maybe it could be half and half. Now Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, since when does Rabbi Yochanan say it's not kadosh? V'yayitmar, hifrish chatzi isaron v'da'ato lohosif. Let's say the regular mincha, you put in half an isaron and you intend to put more. Rav Amar eno kadosh, it doesn't work. Rav Yochanan Amar kadosh, it does work. Mita lelech v'chavitin, why doesn't Rav Yochanan infer from the chavitin his own position that it doesn't work? Chitim Rav Yochanan milta li'alif, and now we're going to, again, the same issue. Maybe Rav Yochanan holds you can't learn one item from another in kodshim. Rav Yochanan shlamim sheshchatan behechal ksherin. Rav Yochanan, this takes us back to what we saw earlier about the Hechal, if you shech shlamim in the Beit HaMikdash, it's kasher. Yechtiv shchato petach o amoed. You're supposed to shech them in front of the entrance. Shalei tafel chamur mi'ikar. But that means in front of the entrance of the Mikdash is the main thing. So the main thing shouldn't be worse than the side thing, which means he's willing to learn Mikdash from Azara. So the answer is da'to lohosif shani. It's different when you put it in and you intend to add later, so Rabbi Yochanan will say that that's valid. The Tanya Miluim, when you bring the, when the Nesim brought the Kelim, it said they were the Mela'im Ketoret. Ein Mela'im El Shlemim, that means they were entire, everything was there. V'yam Rabbi Yossi, Ein Matai Bizman She'ein Da'ato Lohosif. That's only when you don't intend to bring more. I've always mentioned that Tolo Sif Rishon Rishon Kadosh. If you intend to bring more, then as you add each one in, it's Kadosh. So therefore, you see why Rabbi Yochanan would say that Tolo Sif is valid. So now the question is: V'Rav B'Chavitin Kaman Sfir Lei. Who does Rav hold like in the case of the Chavitin? Ikra B'Lazar Leilav M'Chavitin. If he holds like Rabbi Lazar, then inferred from the Chavitin, where it is valid in halves. And v'chitema, Rav milta lo yaliv. Remember, Rav said about the komets that doesn't work. So if he held like Rabbi Elazar, why doesn't he infer from Chavitin that it does work? V'chitema, Rav milta lo yaliv. If you think Rav doesn't learn milta. V'yama Rav mincha kedosha b'lo shemen, sheken matzinu b'lachem apanim. If you bring a mincha and didn't bring the oil, it's still kadosh, because you see the lachem apanim don't have shemen in them. V'lo levonam. Shekein matzinu minchat nesachim. If you bring it without levonah, we have menachot that don't have nesachim. Minchat nesachim don't have levonah. Below shem v'lo levonah. If you bring it without either, shekein matzinu minchat chotei. It's valid because of minchat chotei, which means he's willing to learn milta b'milta. Since a minchat chotei doesn't have shem and levonah, if you brought a regular mincha without shem and levonah, it's still kadosh. It must be that Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan because Rav learns milta milta. He must hold that chavitin that are done in halves are not kadosh, and he learns from there to a regular mincha, put half in the komets, half in this kli, half in that kli, that it's not kadosh. Let's look at that last statement of Rav. Gufa amar Rav mincha kadosha below shemen shkem atzim lachem apanim below vonash shkem atzim lichat nechazachim below shemen below vonash shkem atzim lichat chotei. Good. V'shemen ulvonah. Kachi high below high, v'hai below high. Let's say you bring shemen without the levona, or vice versa. They are independently kadosh. Shemen, why? Shekin matzinu b'log shemen shel mitzora. After all, a mitzora brings a log shemen, and that's kadosh. Levona shekin matzinu levona ba'am b'azichin, and the b'azichin have levona on their own. Meaning, anytime you find an independent korban as such, therefore, if you bring a korban that should include that component, that component alone is kadosh based on that model. Rabbi Chanina Amar, lo zo kadosha b'lo zo v'lo zo kadosha b'lo zo. The shemen levona are not independently kadosh. Chanina Yisaron lama nimshach. So why was there the sanctification of the Yisaron kli that was used for the menachot if it doesn't become kadosh till you mix them? The answer is the minchat chote. Minchat chote is just the grain. V'log lama nimshach, why is there the kedusha of a log if it's not going to be kadosh until you put in with the mincha? The answer is log shem etzorah. Etzorah brings an independent log of shemen. V'av Shmuel savar la'alaha d'rav. Shmuel agrees with this statement of Rav. D'nan kli halach l'kachinat halach. Don't say avesh l'kachinat avesh. We saw in Zvachim that the liquid measures are mekadesh, liquid things like dam that come in, shemen, yayin, and midot yavesh, zantam, midot yavesh, the dry measures, are mekadesh, the yavesh, like grains. Ve'ein kli alach mekachin tavesh, v'lo midot yavesh mekachin talach, and not vice versa. Rav Shmuel ela midot, that's only true about the measuring pieces of a mazrikot, but the chalices for the dam, mekachot tavesh, they are mekadesh tavesh, and emar shneim leim solet b'lulav Hashem in the mincha. When the Nisi'im brought the two kapot zahav, the two mazrekim, they were filled with solet, which means that a mazrek could be mekadesh et hayavesh. Achmidivtu avinu mincha lachai. The answer is no, mincha is moist because of the shemen. Onitzucha leyavesh shabai, yes, but there's dry stuff in it. All right? V'ibayitema mincha legabei dam keyavesh tamya. That mincha really is considered yavesh, even though it's got shemen, relative to the real liquid, which is dam or yayin. All right, we'll pick it up at this point, going back to Rabbi Elazar's teaching about the mincha shekmatzah behechal ksheira and the model from Siluk Bazichin in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.